only time this creek runs is right after a rain or when his lake gets so full that he lets it out and it runs in here.
That's the private lake up there.
Swinney Lake is up there, and that kind of dammed up this creek. And that helps a lot about these overflows, you know.
Oh, yeah.
See, this Little River, we've had Little River over all of our bottom many times to get out of bounds.
Oh, is that good or is that bad?
It's bad, very bad. Yes, it's very bad.
I guess it only happens when you have a crowd, maybe, too.
Oh, yes, and in July, 1926, July the 13th, my son was born, and that day, that river was over this whole bottom here from bluff to bluff.
Hmm. How did he get out?
Well, he finally ran down a little ways, and he went up as far as Hollywood and met the doctor there in a wagon and mules, you know, and just rode through all that water.
Was Hollywood a bigger settlement than
it is
now?
No, it's about like it is. The doctor left his car there.
What would you call a place out in the field where the water is carried the soil away?
Oh. Slough.
Is it wet or dry?
Well, it's dry now, but then in wet time, it's wet. Now, we had one field over here in our bottom that one year we didn't raise a thing on it because it stayed wet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Where it gets its water, it seeps out of the hills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It seeps out of the hills and gets into that lowland.
Did you ever have any trouble farming the hills here before you started contour plowing?
Well, then, that washed away. It washed away pretty bad, you see. It was nice. That's where people made the mistake when they took the brush off of the hills and then it blowed and washed away.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, you know, farming now, part of our land over here, the man who farmed it before we bought it had all in cotton, those hills. And there was just awful, very much of a ditch through there, gullies.
Yeah.
Washed through there, and it's just real bad, and that was all on account he cotton farmed it too long, you see. Now cotton don't hold the land at all. It just causes it to water. Cotton farming, a lot of land was ruined that way, so we never did raise any cotton on that, returned it to pasture, and we got a lot of Bermuda grass on it.
Boy, that makes a difference.
Yeah, my husband and I, we just worked days in those days. We put the Bermuda grass on our wagon in little chunks, and he'd take his spade, and I'd drive it in that hole, and he'd put his foot on it.
Yeah.
Now we've just got Bermuda grass all over our pasture. We just started from that, setting it out, and that, I suppose that's been about 50 years ago. We did
that. Goodness, where'd you get your start?
Well, I went down on toward Franklin, is out in the section line. On the major right place was practically all Bermuda.
Huh.
And we get there.
How did you get this idea? Was it just common to plant Bermuda?
Well, my husband was very progressive, you know, and he just thought that'd be a good idea.
Uh-huh.
To have that in the pasture. And we just we just have a lot of Bermuda grass. My son's been mowing it, and I've been noticing the cattle's been coming up and eating some of that hay that we didn't rake it or anything, but mowed it off.
Take care of it for you, huh?
Yeah, they was eating that dry Bermuda grass, I noticed
yesterday. What would you call a creek bed where there's no water, just a dry one?